in the Washington, D.C. region. The newest toxic four-letter word is DOGE, the acronym for Department of Government Efficiency, something that did not officially exist at the beginning of the year. DOGE has brought sudden and devastating consequences, the loss of jobs, careers, and health insurance coverage for former employees and their families. Beyond the federal employees, though, there are D.C. residents, people like native Washingtonian, longtime entrepreneur and hair salon owner Nat Lewis, who can't help but wonder about the long-term impacts in this metropolitan area of nearly 5 million people.
I got in this business not so much to do hair, but because I like people. Total of 25 years in October.
Mr. Lewis is founder and owner of DHD Hair Design in Silver Spring, Maryland, about 10 miles north of Capitol Hill.
Most popular topic I've been hearing, some people are saying that they're getting letters and emails from DOGE.
Lewis says 65 to 75% of his clients are federal employees or contractors employed by private companies in D.C., as well as Maryland and Virginia counties up to 70 miles out. Lewis tells a story of the impact DOGE has had on one of his clients.
One guy at NIH told me that some DOGE team members came through and tried to question him about who he was and what was his function, and he said, I don't answer to you. I don't have to answer your question. He, as a supervisor, had to watch some of his employees get laid off. And the disheartening part about that is that he knows who just bought a house or who a new baby and the folks that need money and really can't afford to be laid off. Recently, he was laid off himself.
Also among the locally affected, government contractors. They aren't just private companies. Some are solo entrepreneurs providing focused services to get specific tasks accomplished. Valerie Cook is one of those solo contractors.
I've probably supported over my career, I would say at least 10 federal agencies, some of the agencies that are being impacted right now.
She also has deep concerns about who DOGE is going after.
With all of these contracts, there's always a component of small business, minority business that are part of these large contracts. So when they get canceled, it impacts the small business community, whether or not you're a shop of one or two people or whether or not you have 100 or 200 employees. It could absolutely impact your small business.
Like many Americans, Ms. Cook is concerned about the national debt and deficit-riddled bureaucracy.
And I'm not saying that we don't need to do certain things to improve the federal government, right? Everything needs improving. However, it's how it's being done, the randomness of this, and the impact later on. Because at some point in time, we're going to realize the impact. And in many cases, we'll see it may cost more to fix the problem than it is than the cuts in the first place.
Ultimately, that last part is a solemn warning that hasty government actions by DOGE may produce more expensive consequences in the long run. From the nation's capital, this is Douglas Price reporting for Sweet Clarity Media.